All right, week from Friday at Little Rock, Arkansas, CBS Sports Network, 7 p.m. local time, number one versus number two for the national championship in junior college football. Iowa Western number one unbeaten against Northwest or New Mexico Military, who is 11-1 with the number one running back in the country, Anthony Grant. But before we get to that, let's celebrate what happened on Saturday. An incredible game in overtime, 30-29. Iowa Western defeats Snow College, and we welcome in the head coach, Scott Strohmeyer. Have you gotten over the how crazy that game was on Saturday?
Well, we wanted to make it interesting for the fans, but I really didn't. It was a little bit too intense down the stretch there. It was crazy. And that's when two good teams are playing. Every game that we've played, there's been momentum swings, and you knew it was coming at some point, you know. And I thought our guys, you know, it could have went either way. You know, you hate to see a team lose in that game, but I've been on that end as well. You know, when we got lost in the spring, I felt we should have won that game. And, you know, they probably feel like they had chances in this one as well. So, hats off to Snow. Really good football team and play extremely hard. And don't ever quit.
All right, so what is it in this team? Because you might be the only program ever that in the same year is going to beat Snow twice. There has to be something about going out there and winning a close game and then being up 20-4, watching Snow come all the way back, and then surviving in overtime when they go for two and you're able to stop it. What is it about this team that you've had, you know, you've had people fall off the schedule, you had a season back in the spring, you've had to navigate all of that. What is it about this particular team that puts you back playing for another national championship?
Well, I mean, one, they're extremely confident. They believe that, you know, that they're going to win every game that they play, and it doesn't matter the who we're playing, you know. And that's probably, you know, they were determined. A lot of these guys had opportunities to leave, but, you know, they felt they had some unfinished business, and they had a sour taste in their mouth how close they could have been to national championship last year. You know, and come back wanting to prove that, you know, we were one of the top teams and get a chance, like I said, to play for a national championship is probably the biggest thing. But over time, and I think sometimes as the program continues to go, like, kids come here with the expectations of playing for national championships or playing in big time games. You know, so they kind of have a little bit of an idea once they get here. And, you know, that's what I told the guys. You came here for situations like this. This is why you came to Iowa Western. To have a chance to be in a 14 playoff and win and go play for a national championship.
How big was it for your sport at that level to have now a true playoff where you have a Final Four and then you get to the national championship game?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, I've been, you know, this team or Iowa Western's been, you know, probably five times in the last 8 years that would have been in it. You know, so we were right at number three, or 1 year we were four. And, you know, I think it's really good for the sport for multiple reasons. As you see guys in major college football, you're going to watch it when you're watching bowl games. This guy's opting out because of the NFL draft or whatever it may be, where you're not going to have guys opt out to play for a national championship. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes when we go play in a bowl game, I get it. You know, I mean, you're committed to this university for the next 3 years on a full scholarship or 2 years, and, you know, not that it's not important, but at the same time, do you really need to play one more game and risk an injury that you could lose that scholarship, you know? So I think that's another thing that why I think it's really important that we're playing this. But get to play some other people, and it's not just a one-game take-all. You know, mm-hmm. to get there, you have to be playing some pretty good football.
Scott Strohmeyer joining us here on the Gary Sharp Show. The national championship will be in Little Rock, Arkansas, coming up on the 17th. Iowa Western 10-0, number one. It happens on the 17th. Signing day is on the 15th. You've got a quarterback, Nate Glantz, who is again putting up a big number, and he's having a really good season. He threw for 251 and three scores on Saturday. As a coach, how do you navigate guys signing on Wednesday, being recruited as we speak, and then going 2 days later and playing in a national championship game?
I know. And to be honest with you, I just, when they announced when the national championship game was, you know, those things crossed my mind. You know, it's the other thing is, so the guys that are signing or they know where they're going, that's I'm not worried about that. But I have some guys who are there. They haven't been recruited like this maybe before. They're stressed out. They're confused. They don't know where they should go, what they should do. So in more of just the preparation, you know, where your mindset is in the preparation. So that's why this week is big for us. But I've never had to do it before. I've had guys committed verbally, but never signed prior to or the week of. And to be honest with you, they're going to have to sign from the hotel because we're going to be down there. So they're going to have to get the letters of intent to our hotel. And so we may have to plan to do something there, at that time for all those guys. They came here for an opportunity to move on to the next level. And, you know, I'm excited for them and hopefully they can, you know, bring home that trophy and go out with a bang.
Take us through the development. We saw him play in high school at Millard West and then win a state championship at Bell West. And Nate Glantz is very confident. And he's a very likable guy. Sometimes I know he gives you a headache, some of his antics on the field, but he makes plays for you and he's there every day. And I can tell being around him and interviewing him. I mean, you've got guys on that locker room that are attracted to him because of his ability on and off the field. Walk us through the development of him when you got him on campus to where he is now quarterbacking you in a championship game and the ability to make a decision on where he's going to go play football coming up this weekend.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing, he didn't play a lot of spread quarterback. I mean, 1 year at Bell West, really, you know, and so his development of understanding the game, seeing the game slowing down for him has probably been the biggest jump, you know, from where he was. And not that he was a good football, I mean, he understood the game before, but to now take it to the next level, the more games he plays, the better he's understanding it and seeing how defenses are trying to attack us. The thing about that's going to put him over the edge on anybody is he is ultra competitive. Like he is the most competitive, if not the most competitive guy I've ever had, but if not, he's right up there. And he wants that stage. He wants that moment, you know, and sometimes, you know, that I've told him numerous times and even through snow, I'm like, you're okay. Don't try to do too much. You know what I mean? But again, you want that in that guy. I've told every coach that has come through here, he's a winner, you know? And, you know, now for him, he, like I said, he's a little bit stressed in the recruiting part of it as well. I think, you know, we'll see what he ends up deciding to do, but, you know, I know wherever he goes, they're going to have a chance to win. You know, and at some point, just because he brings that out in the rest of the guys and the amount of hits that kid has taken and never once came off the field complaining or anything like that. You know, now he's probably upset at times, which I would be too, but he's ready to go the next drive or the next snap. And kids see that and they're like, yeah, I want to play for this guy.
You have some other local products. Moses Bryant was on the end of a touchdown pass. Milton Sarbaugh has hung in there after a major knee injury. You've got other Metro products from the Iowa side of the river and here in Omaha. Who are some other guys that have stood out that you've really liked that we all know through their high school?
Well, one Landon Nelson. He's our starting center from Underwood. He came in. He's played multiple sports in high school, and he was 45 pounds maybe when he got here, and he's now 290. Maybe he's a little bit bigger than that, but he lost during basketball when he visited. But, you know, he's 290 pounds, never played center before, played backup guard for us the spring before, and he's taken just about every snap. I think he sat one game, but taking every snap, really got himself some FCS offers, coming from where he really didn't have any then coming out of high school, you know, and he's really done a nice job. Probably, you know, coming into the season, one of the, I don't want to say biggest surprises because we expected him to, but maybe made the biggest improvement, across the board would be the local kid.
Scott Strohmeyer from Iowa Western joining us. Have you ever been involved in a game as a play caller where you only called three passes?
No.
What
No.
is the fewest passes you think you've ever called in a game?
That's a good one. I don't know if I've ever had under 20 attempted passes in a game. You know what I mean? So now that means that we've probably called a few more than that. Gosh, one now with the RPO stuff, it's a little bit different. But in 2012, we spoke at a lot of clinics, and I broke it down. We called our inside zone play with, either a bubble screen or a single receiver out route, 900 times or something like that, and one third of the time we threw it. So, it's a little bit tough. But like I said, now a lot of it is you got to run and a pass concept called, and you're reading it. He could throw it every time.
So let me pick your brain, because you are highly thought of around the game of football for your play calling and the way you maximize your talent. When you look at other teams and you're scouting other teams, or you're out and about recruiting, or when you get a chance to sit down and watch football, as a guy that loves to call plays and is very good at it, what makes a good offensive coordinator in your mind?
Well, I think the number one thing is you just got to start with your quarterback and what type of quarterback you have. Because I mean, our system and is totally different based on the quarterback. You're going to have your base, your system that you want to run. But I mean, I've had guys who are good vertically down the field. We were more of a vertical passing game that year. The next year, we maybe were a little bit more of a new quick game, but I think it starts there. So when And that's why Nate's my first back-to-back starter since Jake Waters in 2011 and 12.
And he won a
We've only
national
had him.
championship, yep.
Yes, and I've only had guys for 1 year,
Okay.
sometimes even one semester. So it gets a little bit more challenging there. But for me, is I want to see the like watching film, and I want them to do some talking in what they see, because I see the game one way, they see the game one way. The greatest thing that I always say about, Jake Wanners was I've never met a guy that didn't right away kind of saw the things. Like, we'd put in a new concept and I wouldn't even have to talk about it, and he would know why we put it in. You know what I mean? He's like, oh yeah, we wanted that safety's rolling down or whatever it may be. So for me, with not as much time with them, it's watching a lot of film to see how they see the game. And then I also want them to kind of learn how I see the game. And that's really where it starts. Because like I said, there's times where I'll be like, this is wide open. We should score a touchdown. If we run this play three times, we should score three touchdowns. But if they don't see the play the same way that I see the play, it's not going to score. So we'll put in new stuff, and we'll go through practice, and I'll be like, Nate, do you like it? He's like, I don't really feel comfortable. Okay, throw it out. Well, it doesn't pay to I it does not pay to run it. So I think when you become a play caller, and Coach Colling, who does a lot of it for us as well now too, we got a good defense. So sometimes that's going to change a little bit. Like, we don't have to be as aggressive. Sometimes we can be more aggressive, in how it goes. But at the end of the day, it starts from the quarterback, and you got to put him in a position to be successful, to utilize his strengths.
We have a lot of people that love the intricacies of football. Give me the lingo of your favorite play call in your offense right now.
Oh boy. Gosh, my favorite offensive play. I mean, I could probably get you a really, really nice long one, probably.
Okay. Now we
But
want to score on this play.
oh, so you want to score on the play. Let's see here. We change them up all the time. Okay, this one gives us a little bit. Tube plane return 55 Python. Pretty easy. It's a little mesh play.
Okay.
I give Tony, Coach Colling, I said, we got to put in mesh, and everybody's offense guys are a little bit different. They're like, oh, you spend so much time working on that. And I told him, anytime you want to score touchdowns, let's just call mesh. And we've been pretty good at it. Actually, the touchdown that Ryan scored down in the red zone was our a mesh play.
What do you think is the next, you know, for the hot couple of years, it's been the RPO. Stroh, what do you think is like the next, you know, and defenses then, they react across football to the RPO and how to slow it. What do you think is the next phase of offense that'll be brand new that'll force the defense to have to adjust?
Well, I think you're starting to see a little bit of now of the tight ends back to the, you know, not necessarily 21 personnel with a fullback, but they're using that tight end as that guy, and it's kind of being condensed because it was all spread and high tempo, and now defenses are adapting to the spread and high tempo. So now the offenses are going to kind of bringing it back, some of that old, I don't want to say old school football, but more of that power run type thing. You know, I've said this all the time. When I first got into coaching and you open up someone's playbook, the first formation in there was 21 personnel with a fullback and a tight end. Uh-huh. And then you had your alignments with your offset fullback. Is he strong? Is he weak? Or is he in the eye? And at the end of it was empty spread stuff. Well, nowadays you open that thing up and it starts like the first day we install, we're 2x2, 3x1, no tight end, you know, and the last things we put in are our shorter yardage type things. But I mean, we've really changed here with utilizing the tight ends in that run game, which I kind of have, that's what it's going to kind of come back to is, you know, because those defenses now are recruiting a little bit differently for the speed, you know, match those spread teams. Now, okay, we're going to pack them back in, and now you got those smaller guys that are so athletic, and now you got a 250-pound tight end that's going to be blocking you.
Scott Strohmeyer.
Rather than that 5'10 wide receiver. Yeah.
Scott Strohmeyer from Iowa Western. I appreciate your time as always. One final thing here, and you have a program that's getting ready to play for a national championship again. You have a roster that has a lot of attention of college coaches, regardless of level, all across the country. I know assistant from Iowa was on campus. If anybody's had a chance to get over to your campus in Council Bluffs and go in the football facility, it is fantastic facilities. You've also got the wall of all of the college football players that have gone on from Iowa Western, have played in college, have gone on to the NFL. And you're going to add to that wall off of this year's team. Take me inside here, and I appreciate you kind of giving me and our listeners some access here on how things work. How does a visit by the Iowa assistant or Eric Chenander, how does that work when they show up on your campus? What do you do for them? What are they looking at? How does that relationship get started? Or in your case, you've sent quite a few players to Iowa City. How do you continue that?
Well, I think it's, you know, a lot of those guys are, you know, over the years of 15 years coaching junior college football, you build those relationships. So, you know, I consider a lot of them friends, you know. We had Nebraska's here yesterday, Iowa's here today, Kansas State was here today. And, you know, so you got some coaches that are coming through. So a lot of it now, they come in and it's sit down and let's talk one-on-one about these individuals, you know. When they're new, we give them a tour of the facility so they see it. And a lot of them walk into our facility and they're like, man, this locker room's better than ours, you know, or whatever it may be, you know. So, but, you know, the thing is, coaches know that what they're getting when they take a player from Iowa Western, you know, and I'm not an overseller or an underseller. I'm going to tell them the way it is, and I'm going to tell them their strengths. I'm going to tell them some things that I feel they need to work on. So they know, well, I was talking to a UT Martin coach who used to be at the University of Iowa, and he was talking about, you know, how Coach Ferentz, didn't really take a lot of junior college kids. And he goes, it was amazing until he took Makai Sargent. And now he's got a different view, which, I mean, I totally understand. But they know that when they come here, what they're going to get a coach or a kid that is going to be expected to do a lot in, like, early morning stuff. We're going to work. They know that they've been coached the game of football and fundamentally are going to be ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just like you take a high school kid and after 2 years, you're hoping that he's a better player than when you got him. And I think that's when you know what you're getting and that if you can make it through Iowa Western, I don't want that to sound bad, but if they make it at Iowa Western, they feel like, hey, that he's a pretty good football player. You know, we have guys who leave or they're someplace else, or a guy who just enters the portal who used to play here in 2000 and whatever, 18 or 19. I got probably 15 calls on a kid that was here 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to know what he was like here. You know, they didn't get a chance to recruit him out of there. So I think it's just really the reputation that our kids are coached, they're developed, they know the game of football. And, you know, sometimes junior college kids, they're freaky athletic, and coaches put them out there and let them play. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, I think ours are a little bit different. We may not have we may not have the flashy guy right now, but I'll tell you what, this kid will start in Division I football at your school before he's finished. I'm not saying he's going to be a day one starter, but he will start just because he'll will himself to it.
One final question, and I know who you're talking about, and I agree with you. The portal, good for the sport, or do you have to play the game because it's now part of the sport?
Well, I don't think it's going away, so I think you better figure out how to play it. It's hurting junior college football players getting recruited, I think. I truly do believe that. When I've had coaches come through here, and it's hurting high school kids too, but I've had a coach came in last week, and he's like, "Coach, signing day is coming up. I haven't been in a high school since we've been out."
Wow.
And then a coach is here, he's like, watching our practice, and he's like, "Coach, I can't stick around. They got me on a plane. They're flying me to a university to meet on their campus with two players that just entered the portal." So, and what it's doing, and just like I was talking about, you know, one of my players today was, "Hey, we really like him, but right now my coach is seeing a guy who just entered the portal." So they're going to take it because, I mean, I understand it. You know, it's like me looking at an 8-man school versus a 4A high school in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're seeing a little bit different competition level, and it hurts that 8-man kid a little bit. Well, so they see, you know, this kid played, you know, Ole Miss and Alabama. He played in the game, and he did well against this guy from Alabama over here's my guy who – just did it against Snow College. So they're giving them a little bit more, but I think the big thing is, like, right now that I'm trying is we got guys who are got 4 years to play three. I mean, that, and you're taking a portal guy for 1 year, which some people have had some success with it. I wouldn't want to, try to build my program around it, you know, but I think when people nowadays, they feel they got to win and they got to win now, that's sometimes the route that they're going to try because they don't have that time to build those high school kids or, you know, taking a junior college kid that may take a little bit of time to get ready.
Great stuff as always. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time, your access, and our friendship. And I'm rooting for you in next week in the national championship game. You got a heck of a team, and it's a great program and great representative. And good luck. I know we're talking about your players being recruited. You're getting ready to put together a recruiting class as well. So continued success on that front.
Yes. Well, I appreciate it, Gary. It's always a pleasure.
And that's Scott Strohmeyer, head football coach at Iowa Western. They will play New Mexico Military in the national championship game for junior college football coming up next Friday in Little Rock, Arkansas.
11 is the least amount of passes he's thrown at Iowa Western. Here's the line from that day in 2017. 8 of 11 for 235 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah. He called the touchdown play.
Yeah, yeah. One of those mesh plays.
So back to Nate Glantz. Nate yesterday put out on Twitter that he'll announce his choice of school coming up this weekend. So they'll have a lot of those announcements coming from Iowa Western. The other thing about his team, and I told Stroh this, and they're young. Now, guys can leave after a year, but it's not a bad deal to stick around for 2 years. It can turn out to be pretty good.
Yeah, if you didn't get the offer you wanted this year, play, win some more, get more tape, you'll get better offers next year.
Be like Perrion Winfrey?
Yeah.
And, at Oklahoma, and he's going to the NFL. All right, 11:30. Coming up in an hour, Andy Kennedy will join us. Tom Chattel. Tom actually wrote about this today, about the portal compared to high school, and everything is the portal, portal, portal. Well, it is the offseason. It is the hot stove league of college football. We started the show today talking about recruiting, how important recruiting is with the portal and nonstop and desperation to win and urgency. I ask this because Nebraska is not just dipping their toe, they're putting the whole body into the portal this year. Have we grown to love the portal? Initially it was, well, that's an easy out for kids. Nebraska yesterday had a backup defensive product go into the portal. Somebody who 40 tackles over the last 2 years. Good, solid backup. Haven't got anybody to come out today to Nebraska. But it used to be, well, that's an easy outlet for kids. Now, is the temperature of the portal changed? Have we grown to like or love the transfer portal? Because all you have to do is open up TweetDeck, and it's nonstop. Who's in the portal? Where he might be going? And look what he could do for our program. How do you think the people at Cal Berkeley are feeling today that Adrian Martinez is making his official visit? Yeah, have we grown to love the portal? Or do you still hate it? Because if you hate it and you're a coach, you can never say that out loud. Never. Never, ever, 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 ever. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.